Making models. Exercise 5. The next question's from Lisa. How do you know what a model should look like? Well, I do lots of research. Apart from size and shape, I'll find out about the skin and typical poses. I use the internet, books and photos, but I often need more. To get a better idea of the movements wolves make, for example, I spent some time in a zoo. Now, Roberto asked if I collaborate with other people. Oh, yes. For example, a scientist will check the accuracy of what I'm doing. That's happened regularly on my current project. I may also liaise with a graphic designer who'll be responsible for the display surrounding the models I'm making. And I might ask a photographer for specific pictures of an animal. I work with other people too. Mary asks why museums use models rather than preserved real animals. Well, replicas are durable, but if you put a preserved parrot in a display, even if it's in a glass case, the colour will fade, the feathers will start to break up, and there are certain insects which feed on any organic material and eventually destroy the specimen. Museum visitors want something that looks like a living creature, even if it's not real. The next question's from Lee, who asks how I became a model maker. Well, I was really keen on painting when I was young, and after school I did an art course at college. Then I moved on to a diploma in jewellery making, but halfway through I realised that sculpture was more my thing, so I changed to that. It was a turning point because it led me into making special effects for films. Now, Sandra's question. Have I ever made models for films? I actually did an 8-year stint in film studios. I made all sorts of things, from dragons, the subject of the first movie I worked on, to dinosaurs. I worked on some great films involving them, from mummies to the pyramids of ancient Egypt. I also worked on several TV series. The best known, which has been broadcast all over the world, was Sea Monsters, which looked at various creatures that once lived in the oceans but are now extinct. My favourite show was probably Cave Life, which explored the artwork and objects left behind by people who lived about 30,000 years ago. Another great series was In Ice Forever. With the development of computer-generated imagery, there's less demand for model making in film and TV, which is one reason I moved into museum work. Adam asks if I've ever made models of dinosaurs. Yes, I have. One issue is that ideas about dinosaurs are constantly changing. Experts carry out studies and fresh discoveries take place. These increase our knowledge. But they also cause difficulties for museums because displays quickly go out of date. Occasionally, I've been halfway through making a dinosaur model when I've been asked to adjust its dimensions or colour because of new information. Now, Teresa asks what I most like about my work. There's lots of problem solving involved, which I find more rewarding than anything else about it, but I also like experimenting with materials and using my imagination. Being respected by colleagues is important too. Right. If you have any further questions, please come up to me at the end and I will...